Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. An investigation in the early 2000s found a handful of tribes paying exorbitant fees to a lobbying firm headed by Jack Abramoff. The investigation and resulting fraud and bribery trials exposed what one tribal official called the contemporary faces of exploitation of Native peoples. Tom Rogers is the founder of Carlisle Consulting and the Global Indigenous Council, an advocacy organization focusing on Native American issues. He is Blackfeet and was among the first voices to speak up, exposing Abramoff's fraud. He says what ultimately surfaced was a pattern of wanton exploitation.
Jack was very, very arrogant. He lied like he breathed, a very condescending attitude toward his clients. Remember, he called his clients in emails troglodyte subhuman. That's what he called his client who paid him. And Jack, whatever issue he worked on when it involved Native Americans, it was all about the money. He had no concerns about their sovereignty. He had no concerns about the MMIW, healthcare for the tribes, economic development for the tribes. All he wanted is, I want their money, all of it. And he said something exactly like that in his email. That work I did for them on Jack Abramoff, exposing him, none of those tribes paid me, nor should they ever pay me. Getting the hearings together, getting the FBI focused on it, that was all free. That was all pro bono, as it should be, because money was never the issue. It cannot be the issue for me. It's about your legacy. And most importantly, it's about empathy and compassion.
Rogers says reminders of Abramoff's crimes hopefully keep them from happening again. Monica Lubiars-Quigley is an attorney who worked for the Saginaw Chippewa tribe. She was also among those raising concerns about Abramoff's practices at the time. She remembers meeting him in person, an event she says was characterized by Abramoff taking credit for a congressional action on a tax issue favorable for tribes. The trouble is, she says Abramoff had little to do with the decision by elected leaders.
The tribes won, you know, pretty handily on that. But he said he was responsible for that win. And I said, you know, I was there. I do not remember you. Oh, well, we were behind the scenes, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, yeah, right. So in the elevator coming down, the two people I was with said, you know, if you don't support this hiring Abramoff, when we win, you will be fired. And I said, well, I'm sorry. I need to sleep at night. And that was the end of the conversation. Besides the two of them talking about their evening plans to go to the Capitals game in Abramoff's box, which I thought was interesting because Abramoff had assured me that nobody was receiving anything for this. And I thought, yeah, right. He was very low class lobbyist that I'd seen before and disliked.
Lubiars-Quigley says the Abramoff case marked one of the most significant scandals involving Congress and tribal nations. She says the scandal is a cautionary tale that power and money alone won't deliver what communities on reservations need. Philip Hogan is the former chairman of the National Indian Gaming Commission and of counsel for Hogan Adams PLLC. He is Oglala Lakota. He says Abramoff's actions exposed systemic vulnerabilities, and tribes have since become more strategic and cautious to avoid similar exploitation.
What tribes have gotten better at is doing some due diligence with respect to where they spend their dollars. What Jack Abramoff was very good at was creating a solution for which there really wasn't a problem. He helped sow the seeds of doubt about whether there really was a problem, and we've got to be more careful. We've got to know the right people, and there are good, honest tribal lobbyists on Capitol Hill, some of which have been in the business for decades, and have a good rapport with folks like that, and keep a tight handle on your pocketbook. The amount of money that Abramoff was charging was just incredible. Where those dollars went, I'm not sure we still know the answer to. But you got to be savvy, and good lawyers are sometimes tribes' best friends.
Abramoff pleaded guilty to fraud and tax evasion in 2006. He was found guilty in 2021 to a separate fraud case involving cryptocurrencies. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.